Hi all. I've had my iPhone for about a week and a half now, and I'm really enjoying using it. One of the features or sort of functions that I never thought I would use totally was the email. On my old Windows mobile phone, I didn't really use the email function, and my flatmate has been using the email functionality on his iPhone and said there's no point in using email on desktop anymore. And I didn't really believe that an iPhone email client could replace my desktop needs. So, yeah, I've been trying it out, and I have to say I'm pretty impressed. And I don't think I'm going to be using a desktop email client for quite a while, unless I need to for any sort of official work purposes, which I'm not going to in the near future. Yeah, also, I've moved from using Hotmail to using Gmail. Now, before anyone goes off on one, I wasn't using the Hotmail website. I was using a client to interact with the Hotmail. So it's not as if I was stuck with a really rubbish interface like a lot of Hotmail users who still log on to the website to check their email. Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with Gmail, to be honest. I've had my account with Gmail right since the first beta, when you could only hand out 10 invites when you had an account. So that's going back a while. So I had my account name, and I've started signing up to new services using my new Gmail email address, which is pretty satisfying, to be honest, to not have that Hotmail tag and my old pre-Hotmail at sign username. So it's nice. Yeah, it also imported all my Hotmail emails, and I've set up a forwarder from Hotmail, which is nice. And I can also send emails from other accounts, say like my IMAP accounts that I have with my hosting, the Appaholic emails, and any other emails that I've set up on my host. I can send emails directly from Gmail via my SMTP server, which I think is quite impressive. I haven't set up receiving the IMAP stuff from external because I don't think you can do that in Gmail. I haven't found a way yet, but I'm quite happy to just have the important ones set up as a separate email IMAP client on my iPhone, which is working nicely, to be fair. I've done a bit of testing, like sending emails to and from different accounts from the Gmail and from my phone. And yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I don't think I'll be using the desktop client for quite a while. And Gmail's working nicely. I like the search feature quite a bit. And I'm liking just being connected constantly on my iPhone to emails and stuff. So yeah, that's two conversions from Microsoft products to other products, one to Apple and one to Google. So, sorry, Microsoft. But I am still loving Windows 7, has to be said. So, yeah, any other comments from other people using Gmail that have been using Gmail longer than I have would be quite nice. Any sort of features or extensions that people would recommend for using Gmail? I've seen it through the development right from the early beta, as I said, so I haven't really been aware of the changes, though, so it'd be really nice if people could give me a few hints on that. If there's any iPhone apps that people would recommend still, I've got quite a few recommendations, but still open for more. Yeah, let me know your experiences of using Gmail if you've migrated from any Microsoft products recently. I'll be interested to hear. Cheers.